恩典。
Thank the Lord for His grace.
成人诗班献上美好的诗歌。
That our adult choir has presented such beautiful hymns.
让我们能够体会到，我们真的是非常有福气。
That we may experience how blessed we truly are.
在生活艰难的当中。
In times of tribulations.
我们天上的父神。
Our Father in heaven,
来差派耶稣基督,
He sent down Lord Jesus Christ
能够来世上为我们来赎罪,
to this world to redeem our sins.
所以这个恩典是何等的大,
So how amazing is this grace?
所以在我们生活当中, 我们真的是常常的感谢,
So we need to always give thanks to God in our lives.
神的恩典是数算不尽的,
For His grace is countless.
那今天晚上我们一起来探讨的一个题目
And tonight the topic we would like to study together
就是走出人生的困境
It is come out of the afflictions of life
在我们生活当中
In our lives
我想每个人都曾经遇过各种不同的问题
I believe all of us have faced different problems
生活上也有许多的问题
There may be many problems in our lives
有家庭的压力
We may have the pressures of the families
有经济的压力
We may have finance
有感情的压力
pressures or stress in relationships
所以是问题重重
So we have problems upon problems
有时候人真的是难以去突破它
And sometimes as men we cannot resolve all of them
所以说有人的地方就一定有人的问题
And this is why wherever there's men there's always the problems of men
因为有很多人不能够突破这个困难。
It is because many people cannot break through their problems.
不能够走出人生的困境。
They cannot come out of the afflictions of life.
往往寻短结束人生。
So they seek an end to their own life.
真的是非常的可惜。
And truly is regrettable.
所以我们今天来想一想。
So today let us think about this.
到底我们要怎么样走出人生的困境
？How exactly can we come out of the afflictions of life?
有一个报社、
There's、
有一天就征求要一个提出了一个问题要征求最佳的答案、
One time there's a news company that raised a question to in order to get the right answer
它的题目是什么呢
And so what was your question?
就是世界上最不平安的地方在哪里呢
So where in this world, which place in this world has the least peace?
它希望读者能够提供最佳的答案
They hope the readers can provide the most accurate answer
当然很多读者就提出了很多答案
So many of the readers responded to their question
有人说
Some say
恐怖分子所在的地方
It is where the terrorists are
最不平安
And that's the place with least peace
也有人说吸毒的地方最不平安
Some say it is the place where people take drugs
那么发生饥荒的地方是最不平安
Or the places where starvation takes place
大家提出了很多的答案
So many readers have different answers
但是各位想一想
But let us
哪一个答案是最好呢
Think about it, which answer is the best answer
在你的心中你有没有想过
Have you ever thought of this question in your heart
你的答案是什么呢
So what is your answer
结果呢那这个报社在众多答案当中
So out of all the answers
他选出一个最佳的一个答案
And they picked the best answer
这个答案是什么呢
So what was the answer
最不平安的地方
The place with least peace
就是在我们的内心
And that is actually inside our heart
这是最不平安的地方
And that is the place with the least peace
为什么呢
Why
人的内心充满着这个罪恶
Because our sins are filled with sins
这个罪造成人生各种问题的地方
And since it's a source of all sorts of problems in our life
所以各位想是不是这样呢
So do you think this is the case?
所以让我们陷入很多的困境
Since allow us to fall into many afflictions
有一个年轻人
There's a young man
他请教一位有智慧的长者
He inquired of an elderly a wise elderly
他提出了三个问题
He raised three questions
第一个问题
First question
在这个世界上
in this world
哪一件事情最容易做的
And which is the easiest thing to do
这个长者马上就给他一个答案
Immediately the wise elderly answered him
世界上最容易做的是什么呢
So what is the easiest thing to do in this world
就是批评论断
And that is to criticize
埋怨
to complain.
这个是最容易的。
And that's the easiest thing to do.
不用去学习。
You don't need to learn it.
啊，人都很容易去啊，患到这个啊这个毛病。
And men naturally and easily commit this mistake.
你看那个小孩子啊，刚会讲话的时候。
If you look at a little child who just learned how to talk,
他就会批评别人了。
They know how to criticize another already.
这个人好坏啊。
And this person is bad.
啊，这个人不乖。
This person is not good.
小孩子他都会了。
Even a little child knows how to do it.
批评论断。
To criticize and to judge.
你看我们美国现在在竞选总统啊。
So look at the presidential race in the United States.
候选人。
If you look at the candidates,
他就很容易来看到。他的那个对手的一些的缺点
，They easily see and point out the faults of their competitors.
马上可以找到很多很多的缺点。
They easily find many faults in the other party.
所以这个真的是人的一个最大的毛病。
So that truly is one of the greatest weaknesses of men.
有一个年轻人啊
，There's another young man.
他想要来修养他的品性啊。
And he wants to cultivate his own personality.
他就跑到了一家的修道院去啊。
So he went into a monastery.
啊，那么每年呢，院长都会去巡视他们。
So every year the chair of this monastery would go visit them.
所以第一年快结束的时候。
So at the end of the first year.
这个院长就巡视这些修道士啊。
So this chair visited the entire monastery.
然后告诉他们。
And they told the students.
你们要跟我讲话。
You need to talk to me.
很简单。
Very simply.
不能够超过两个字啊。
No more than two words.
啊。要他们讲话简洁一点。
They want them to be short and concise.
这个院长是来到了这个年轻人的面前。
So this chair came before this young man.
这个年轻人就跟他讲两个字。
This young man told him two words.
脚冷啊，脚很冷。
My feet are cold.
哎，就是这样子。
And that's it.
啊，那院长点点头说我知道了。
So he nodded his head and said, I know.
第二年呢
Second year,
院长又来巡视了。
Again, the chairman visited the place.
来到这个年轻人面前。
Again, he came before this young man.
问年轻人有什么意见呢
He said, do you have any opinions?
年轻人又讲了两个字。
He said two words again.
床硬。床铺很硬啊。
Bed is hard.
院长说我知道。
Then the chair said, I know.
好，到第三年呢
Until the third year,
这个院长又来了。
Again, the chairman came.
又来到这年轻人面前。
He came before this young man.
年轻人也讲了两个字。
Again, he said two words.
他说我走。
He said, I'm leaving.
他受不了。
He can't stand it anymore.
他本来要来这边修养。
Originally, he came to cultivate himself.
修养他的灵性嘛。
Cultivate his own inner being.
他心中总是很多不满。
But he was dissatisfied with many things.
他要离开了，我走了。
He said, I'm leaving.
院长说你应该走。
And the chair said to him, you should go.
在这里修养没有什么效果。
And because you have not improved at all.
你看看我们人啊。
So look at us, men.
生活当中。
In our lives.
总是充满着不满、批评、抱怨。
Our life is often filled with complaints and grumbles.
这不用学，大家都会的。
We don't need to learn this. All of us know how to do it.
乱糟糟的。
And this is why this world is in chaos.
患了这个毛病。
Because we have all committed this mistake.
这个年轻人又问了第二个问题。
Again, this young man asked a second question.
世界上最难的事情是什么
？So what is the hardest thing to do in this world?
这个长者就回答了。
This elderly answered him.
说知己，知道自己。
And that is to know yourself.
这个真是不容易啊。
And truly, that is difficult to do.
我们有什么缺点呢
？So what faults do we have?
可能你能够讲出几点。
Perhaps you may say a few points.
但是没办法讲得清楚。
But you cannot say it completely.
就好像呢。
Just as if,
我们脸上有一个黑点的时候
and when we have a black dot on our face,
比如说我们都在坐在这边
for example, for all of us seated here today,
你绝对看不到你脸上有黑点
and you'll never be able to see that black dot on your own face,
除非你去照个镜子
unless you look into the mirror,
要不然你都看不到啊
or else you can't see it,
这个是真的是最难的
and that truly is the hardest thing,
所以在生活当中
so in our lives,
有时候有人跟我们 指出说啊某某人啊你有什么毛病
Sometimes people might say to us, so and so, you have this problem.
有时候很不服气，不承认。
And we would not be willing to admit to our mistake or shortcoming.
有一个姐妹啊。
So there is a sister.
她的丈夫是建筑师。
Her sister is an architect.
是相当有名的。
A pretty famous architect.
这个姐妹很有爱心。
And the sister is very loving.
要劝她的丈夫要来信主。
She wanted her husband to come and believe.
她丈夫跟她讲啊。
Her husband said to her,
我信我自己啊。
I believe only in myself.
我没有做过坏事。
I never done anything wrong.
我信什么呢
What do I need to believe in?
我信我自己就可以了。
All I need to do is believe in myself.
她的 太太也是没办法。
So her wife, his wife could not do anything.
说服他了。
She could not persuade him.
啊，那么有一天呢
？So one day,
传道人来到他家了。
The preacher came to her house.
啊，传道人就称赞他一番了。
And so preacher, complimented her husband.
这个在建筑上相当的有名。
And you are excellent in your profession.
你的好几个这个建筑的设计是一流的。
And many of your works are very well known.
突然之间，传道跟他提了一个挑战。
All of a sudden, the preacher challenged him.
啊，我想跟你来做一个比赛，好吗？
Can I be in competition with you in something?
什么比赛？
Then he said, "What is the competition?"
那个传道人就说，我们来画线，看谁画的直啊。
So the preacher said, "Let us compare. Let's try to draw who can draw the straightest line."
建筑师心里想啊。
So the architect thought.
啊，你这个人真的是啊，就是说。不能够啊，这个不能够了解自己的一个这个能力啊。
So the architect thought the preacher must not be able to understand his own abilities.
在我面前，你还敢跟我比赛画线？
How dare you to compete with me? Who can draw the straightest line?
因为画线是建筑师的专业。
Because drawing a straight line is the basic skill of an architect.
所以这个建筑师就很快的拿起笔来。
So he quickly took out a pen.
好，我现在画一条线。
So he said, "Let me draw my straight line."
啊，建筑师就画了一条线。
So he drew a line.
哇，从我们肉眼来看，非常的直啊。
So by looking at it, it's a very straight line.
哎呀，这个传道人呐。
So now it's a preacher's turn.
他也拿起笔来了。
He took out a pen.
可是他又加了拿一根尺。
But then he took out a ruler.
啊，他在尺旁边又画了一道线。
Then using the ruler, he drew a straight line.
这传道人一画完以后啊。
After he drew the line.
这个建筑师这真的是变了脸色了。
So the architect, he could not believe it.
你怎么可以拿尺来画呢？
So he said, "How could you use a ruler?"
哎，传道人跟他讲。
So our minister said to him.
哎。因为你是画线专家
，because you're expert in drawing straight lines。
但是我用这个尺来画的时候
，but when I use a ruler to draw the line，
你当然你心里有数了。
Of course you know。
你知道你的线不比我直。
You know your line is not as straight as mine。
因为我用这个尺来画的。
Because I drew it with a ruler。
哎，那传道人在跟他讲。
So the minister said to him。
我们人生活在这个世界。
As men living in this world。
啊，假如说没有一个标准来衡量的话。
So if we're not judged by a standard or we don't live by a standard。
每一个人总是会觉得自己很好。
Then all of us may feel we are good enough。
但是有一个东西来衡量的时候。
But once there's something to measure us。
我们就会发现我们离标准还有一段距离。
Then we'll realize that we're actually very far off from that standard。
所以传道人就跟这个建筑师说了
So the minister said to the architect,
假如没有这本圣经的话
that there is not the Bible,
我们都认为说我们都是一个好人
then we will think that all of us are good people,
我们做得不错啊
and we have done a good job,
可是我们对照圣经的时候
but once we measure ourselves to the Bible,
我们才发现我们啊有很多的缺点
then we realize and see many of our weaknesses,
比如说
for example,
孝敬父母
obeying, honoring our parents,
这个我们都知道
this is something we all know,
百善孝为先啊
And we know we need to honor our parents before all else.
最重要的一件事情。
Filial piety is the most important thing.
但是你知道吗？
But do you know this?
还有比这个孝顺更重要的是什么？
And what is even more important than filial piety?
敬畏天上这位神。
And that is to respect and honor this God in heaven.
为什么要敬畏天上？啊，天上这位神呢
？And why must we honor this God in heaven?
父母生我们、养我们、教我们。
Our parents gave birth to us, raised us.
这样的恩典我们都不敢忘记。
And we dare not to forget such a grace.
但是我们天上的神呢
？But our God in heaven.
他比我们父母更伟大。
And he's even greater than our parents.
他是赐给我们生命。
He's the one who gave us life.
赐给我们空气。
Who gave us air.
雨水。
Rain,
阳光
and sunlight.
如果没有这些东西
without these things,
我们能够活得了吗
and can we even live in this world?
所以我们好好的去思考
if we think about this carefully,
这位真神呢，比我们父母更加伟大
and this true God is far more important than our parents.
赏赐这么多恩典给我们
He has given us so much grace.
我们岂能啊不敬拜他
and how can we not worship Him?
所以这个传道人讲了之后
So after this minister said this
建筑师想了一想
The architect thought for a while
也是蛮有道理的
It indeed makes sense
从那个时候
So from that time on
建筑师就开始来研读圣经
So he began studying the Bible
结果读了之后
After he read the Bible
发现原来我问题那么多
Then he discovered the many questions he has
觉得很惭愧
Then he felt ashamed
哎，我以前太狂傲
I was too prideful before
说信我自己就好
I said that I only needed to believe in myself.
问题很多
But now he has many questions.
怎么解决问题?
How do I resolve these questions?
这本圣经都提供了美好的答案。
And the Bible has provided many wonderful answers.
所以从这个地方我们就可以明白。
So from here we may understand.
假如没有圣经的教导
，without the teachings of the Bible，
你能够了解你有哪些问题吗
？Can you possibly understand the problems you possess？
你看不到你的问题在哪里
？You can't even see your own problems.
当一个人看不到问题的时候
，when the person cannot see their own problems，
他就是要走上失败的道路。
Then they have walked onto the path of failure.
这是绝对的一件事情。
And that is something absolute.
以前呢，我们有一个弟兄啊
，before we have a brother，
年纪轻轻的
，when he was young，
三十多岁。
In his 30s,
哇，他事业做得很好。
He was very successful in his career.
上亿的、几亿元的收入啊。
He has millions and billions of income.
他觉得说我很厉害。
He thought he was very good.
但是想不到啊。
But never did he know.
一夜之间啊。
And over one night,
他破产了。
He became bankrupt.
那个时候，他回到教会了。
So at that time, he returned to church.
神让他了解一个真理。
And God allowed him to understand one truth. 他自
己这样见证了。
He testified this himself.
诗篇一百三十一篇呢
？He said in Psalm chapter 131.
诗篇一百三十一篇。
Psalm chapter 131.
诗篇一百三十一篇的第一节。
Psalm chapter 131, verse 1.
耶和华，我的心不狂傲，我的眼不高大，重大和测不透的事，我也不敢行。
And Lord, my heart is not haughty, nor my eyes lofty. Neither do I concern myself with great matters, nor with things too profound for me.
我以前不知道这节经文那么重要。
I never knew before how important this verse is.
我以前的心是什么呢？
And what was my heart like before?
跟这个经文相反。
It is the opposite of this heart, this verse.
我的心狂傲的。
Before my heart was haughty,
我的眼是高大的。
My eyes were lofty.
重大的测不透的事，我都敢行啊。
And I concerned myself with great matters.
因为他自己以为他事业很成功。
He thought he was successful in his own careers.
他很有智慧。
He was very wise, smart.
所以他重大测不透的投资啊。
So he dared to invest in large investments.
他都敢去做啊。
He dared to do them.
结果一夜之间啊。
Then overnight.
把他所累积的财务都输光了。
He lost all the wealth he accumulated.
他后来看到这节圣经。
And later he read upon this verse.
他谦卑下来。
Then he humbled himself.
在神的面前。
Before God's presence.
他这样也是这么说的。
And that's all he could say.
说神啊，我的心不狂傲。
And Lord, my heart is not haughty.
我的眼不高大了。
Nor my eyes lofty.
重大的测不透事，我也不敢行。
And neither do I concern myself with great matters.
我真需要你的帮忙。
And how I need your help.
感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
当他明白这个真理的时候
Once he understand this truth,
他东山再起
He stood up from where he fell again.
靠着神的力量
And by God's strength,
让他能够有反败为胜的机会
He was able to stand up again.
所以说我们人所知真的是有限
So men, we truly are very limited.
那么这个年轻人呢
For this young man,
又问了这个长者啊
He will ask the
第三个问题
elderly a third question
人生最重要的是什么呢
So what is the most important thing in life
年长者马上给他回答
Immediately the elderly answered him
弃恶从善
And that is to forsake evil and follow what is right
这个年轻人哈哈大笑
Then the young man laughed out loud
这个太简单了
And this is too easy
三岁的小孩子
Even a 3-year-old child
幼稚园的小孩子都懂啊
Even a kindergarten child knows this
最终就弃恶从善，大家都知道。
So everybody knows his teaching to forsake evil and do what is right.
但是这个年长者跟他讲。
But this elderly said to him.
虽然三岁的小孩子都懂啊。
Even a 3-year-old may understand this.
但是像我这么年纪那么大的人啊。
But for me who is so advanced in age.
我却做不到啊。
I can't even do this.
是很重要。
It is important.
但是我们做不到啊。
But we can't do it.
他心中有很多的感慨。
So he had many
feelings. 那么重要的事情。
Such an important matter.
活了一大把的年纪了。
And we have lived all the way till this age.
但是我做不到。
But we can't do it.
事实上，这个是很困难的。
So in fact, this is something very difficult.
圣经有一句话这样说。
There's a saying in the Bible.
请看诗篇九十篇。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 90.
诗篇九十篇。
Psalm chapter 90.
第十节。
Verse 10.
九十篇第十节
Psalm chapter 90 verse 10
我们一生的年日是七十岁若是强壮可到八十岁但其中所经夸的不过是劳苦愁烦转眼成空我们便如灰而去了
And the days of our lives are 70 years and if by reason of strength they are 80 years yet their boast is only labor and sorrow for it soon cut off and we fly away
这一节经文告诉我们
This verse tells us
虽然 有人活到了八十岁了，
even though some may live until 80 years old，
回顾一生啊，
when they look back to their life，
啊，有什么可夸的呢？
What can they boast of？
不过是劳苦愁烦，
and their life was merely labor and sorrow。
你看今天不是有很多人也是这么想吗？
Isn't this just the same today？
我们各位要了解啊。
We need to understand this.
这个经文什么时候写的？
When was this verse written?
我们只要看第一节的作者。
If you look at verse 1 of chapter 19,
这讲到是神人摩西写的。
It says it's a prayer by Moses, the man of God.
摩西是什么时候的人呢？
And Moses was a character of which time frame?
现在的人啊。
From us today.
大概是四千年前的人。
And he was someone from about 4,000 years ago.
你看，经过四千年了。
4,000 years later.
世界上的这个教育啊。
Yes, the education in today's world
水准提升很高了，
and its standard has elevated to a very high level.
虽然教育水准提升很高了，
even though its level has been elevated,
但是世上的教育有没有办法来改变啊这些劳苦愁烦呢？
But can the education of the world change these labor and sorrow?
照道理来讲，我们受了那么多的教育。
And since we have received so much education,
可以来解决这劳苦愁烦。
Can we resolve our labor and sorrow?
可是事实上没有啊。
But there's not a resolution.
你今天读了这节经文，
after you read this verse,
你的感受如何呢？
How do you feel?
不是也跟四千年人的人一样吗？
Is it not different from someone 4,000 years ago?
所以我们的学校教育，
so all the education we receive from school,
真的能够解决人的劳苦愁烦吗？
Can it really take away the sorrow and labor of life?
真的能够带领我们走出人生的困境吗？
Can it really lead us out of the afflictions of life?
所以想一想。
So think about this.
现在不但是教育水准提高，
and not only have our education been raised to a higher level,
但是犯罪的年龄不断降低啊。
And the crime age, the age in committing crimes has also decreased.
连小孩子都会犯的那个大罪。
So even little children know how to commit major crimes.
更何况那些受高等教育的人。
And needless to talk about those who have received high education.
犯罪的手法更加高明。
And they are even better at committing crimes.
所以人生活在这个罪恶当中。
So while men live in the sinful world,
你想想看，
think about this.
今天的人，
today,
为什么走不出人生的困境？
Why are people unable to walk out of their afflictions?
为什么走不出这个劳苦愁烦？
When can they not come out of the labor and sorrow? 你知
道问题在哪里吗？
Do you know where the problems are?
圣经告诉我们一个答案。
The Bible gives us an answer.
我们来看罗马书。
Turn to the book of Romans.
罗马书第三章。
Romans chapter 3.
罗马书的第三章。
Romans chapter 3.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
三章二十三节。
Romans chapter 3, verse 23.
因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
这里就给我们一个答案了。
Here gives us answer.
世上的人为什么会犯罪呢？
Why do people in this world sin?
因为在他内心里头已经缺少神的荣耀了。
Because within their heart they have already lost the glory of God.
简单的讲说神的能力。
And simply speaking, God's glory is His power.
人心中若没有神的能力的话，
If men do not have the power of God within them,
人是绝对胜不过这个罪恶。
Then they cannot overcome sin.
你看现在的人啊，
Look at the people today.
都是一直想要做一个好人。
They may try their hardest to be a good person.
但是有没有办法做得到呢？
But can they truly achieve this?
有一个做妈妈的哈，
There's a mother.
跟孩子讲。
She said to her child,
你这次考试怎么考得那么差呢？
And why did you do so bad on your test?
尤其这个数学啊，
Especially math.
我不是教过你好几遍吗？
Didn't I teach you or go over with you many times?
考题我都 教过你了。
I even taught you all the test problems.
你怎么又写错了？
So why did you get it wrong again?
孩子很无辜说，妈妈我知道了。
And the child said very innocently, Mom, I know.
妈妈很生气啊。
But the mom was still very
angry. 你常常说你知道。
You always say you know.
但是你偏偏做不到。
But you can never do it, right?
这个妈妈真的非常生气。
So the mom was very angry.
妈妈花了很多时间教她嘛。
Because she spent so much time teaching her child.
有一天啊。
One day.
她要放学了。
Her child was getting off school.
妈妈就赶快开车到学校去接她。
She quickly drove to school to pick her up.
接到以后啊。
After she picked up her child.
妈妈要去办一些事情。
The mother had to run more errands.
所以车子开很快。
So she was speeding on the road.
哇，超速了。
And she was speeding over the limit.
那孩子跟妈妈讲。
And the child said to the mother.
妈妈，你超速了。
Mom, you're speeding.
妈妈说，我知道了。
The mom said, I know.
但是我事情太赶了。
But I'm in a rush.
没办法。
So I can't slow down.
孩子跟妈妈讲。
So the mom said, the child said to the mom,
你知道，但是都做不到啊。
Mom, you are the same. You always say you know, but you can never do it.
车子到目的地的时候。
So when they reach the destination,
他车子赶快停着就要进去办事情。
She stopped her car and she rushed in.
孩子跟妈妈讲，妈妈，这里不可以停车。
And again, the child said to the mom, Mom, you can't park here.
他妈妈跟他讲，妈妈知道了。
And mom said again, I know, but I can't, I'm in a hurry.
后来他还跟妈妈讲，妈妈，你都说你知道。
Again, the child said, Mom, you said again, you know.
那你都做不到。
But again, you can't do it.
事实上像这样的事情。
So things like this.
很多该做的事情我们都知道。
There are many things that we should do, and we all know.
但是各位，我们做到了吗？
But have we done them?
我们常常做不到。
We often cannot do them.
为什么呢？
So why?
我们缺乏这个能力啊。
Because we lack the power.
有一些喜欢赌博的人。
There are people who are addicted to gambling.
也知道赌博不好啊。
They know gambling is not good.
有时候赌到钱都花光了。
Sometimes they gamble to the point of being, losing everything.
有一个赌博的人哈。
So there's a gambler.
他赌到最后。
He gambled till the end.
倾家荡产。
He lost all his possessions.
他很后悔。
He regretted deeply.
对不起家人啊。
He was sorry to his family.
他一气之下哈。
So under his anger,
下定决心啊,
he made the determination,
我不赌了,
I will never gamble again.
那怎么不赌啊?
So how could he not gamble?
把这个指头都剁掉了,
he actually cut off all his fingers.
你看多么的决心,
so that's how determined he was.
把它剁掉了,
he cut off all his fingers.
没办法拿纸牌嘛,
so he can't pick up the chips again.
但是呢, 有没有办法改呢?
But could he really stop his gambling?
后来还是没有办法改啊。
So in the end, he still could not change him.
用这个没有指头的这个手哈，去夹纸牌。
So without his fingers, instead he uses knuckles to pick them up.
前面换了一个桶子哈。
Then he placed a bucket before him.
上面有沙可以来擦纸牌。
So there are sands within the bucket, so he can put his cards in the sands. So he still gambled.
改不掉啊。
He can't change his bad habit.
真的是何等的可怜啊。
So how sorrowful, pitiful he was.
你看我们现在这个世界。
So look at our society today.
明明战争，知道战争不好。
And we all know bad wars is not good.
但是你看各国都争先恐后来制造那个杀的武器。
But we can see how every country is trying to develop that deadly weapon.
各国的这些领导者。
All the leaders of the world.
他难道不知道战争不好吗？
Do they not know that wars are bad?
明明知道不好，他也知道说没有制造这个战争的武器也不行。
They know it's bad, but they know they cannot go without this weapon.
总是假设说对方有一天会来打我的。
They always assume that other country will come and attack them first.
我要保护自己吧。
So they need to defend themselves.
我要制造这个武器。
So they need to make that weapon.
真的是很无奈的事情。
So this is something very out of our hand.
你看我们现在气候的变化异常。
We can see the climate changes.
大家也知道问题在哪里。
We all know where the problem is.
改得了吗？
Can we change it?
有人说我们开的车子。
Some people say it's because of the cars we drive.
也破坏了很多这个环境。
So we have created a lot of pollution.
你说叫我们不开车吗？
But can you tell us not to drive?
很不方便啊。
So that will cause inconveniences.
明明知道开车会破坏这个环境。
We know driving will pollute the environment.
真的是很无奈的事情。
So this is also something very frustrating.
那要怎么解决呢？
How do we resolve these problems?
我们人有没有办法自己来解决走出人生的困境呢？
As men, are we able to come out of our own afflictions?
我们有时候在决定事情的时候。
Sometimes we're deciding a matter.
我们常常有那种的意愿。
We have that determination. We have that willingness.
能够做得更好。
We want to do better.
但是这个意愿是经过理性跟感情啊，在那边那个征战。
But that willingness is all often in conflict with our emotions or our reason.
告诉我们什么是对，什么是错。
Our logic tells us what is right, what is wrong.
但是感情呢
？But what about emotions?
它是告诉我们什么是你喜欢的，什么是不喜欢的。
Our emotions tell us what we like and what we don't like.
所以感情跟理性常常在那边挣扎。
So our emotions is often in conflict with our reasoning.
结果我们常常做出非理性的事情。
So we often make a logical decision.
像有一位老先生啊。
For example, there's an elderly
man. 他参加了这个宴席啊。
He attended a banquet.
医生已经跟他讲过了。
The doctor told him already.
你要防止三高。
You need to prevent from eating things that will cause high cholesterol.
看到这个一道蹄膀出来了。
But once he saw,
这个大那个猪的那个大腿骨，大腿肉。
A delicious entree of pig leg. Pig feet.
端出来之后很香啊,
so he saw the dish was very
他的理性跟他讲,
delicious, but his logic tells him not to eat it because he has high cholesterol.
啊,
so he told himself he can't eat it.
但是感情说,
but his feelings tell him
太好吃啊,
it's too delicious.
很香啊,
it smells very good.
又不是常常吃啊,
I don't eat it too often.
吃一次没关系吧,
so it's okay if I just eat it this once.
常常就是这样的挣扎,
so this is how we are often in conflict with ourselves. So his emotions won over him.
明明知道不可以吃, 我们都吃了,
even though we know not to eat it, we still eat it.
所以在生活当中,
so in our lives,
啊, 很多会犯罪就是这样,
and this is why we often commit mistakes.
明明知道不可以外溢,
we know we shouldn't have affairs.
啊, 应该对自己的配偶要忠心,
we should be faithful to our spouses.
但是你看今天有多少人啊,
but look at how many families today,
啊, 产生了外溢,
have affairs, extramarital affairs.
哎, 有一位年轻人,
there's a young man.
他受了很多的教育,
he has received a lot of education.
他看到这个世界那么乱啊,
he saw how chaotic the world is.
啊, 那时候30岁了,
he was in his 30s.
我应该借着我的这些知识能力啊,
he said, I should use my knowledge and my power to change the world so the world will become better.
啊, 他,
so he dedicated 10 years of his life to change this world.
到40岁的时候,
when he was in his 40s,
哇,现在世界没有改变了,
he discovered the world has not changed.
越来越坏,
and it's only getting worse and worse.
后来他怀疑一下,
so he thought to himself,
哎, 我野心太大,
so I have too great of an ambition.
我来缩小范围吧,
so let us narrow my scope.
哎,
so why don't I try changing my country?
又花了10年的时间,
so he spent another 10 years of life.
到了50岁了,
when he was 50,
回头一看,
he turned back.
他的国家有没有改变?
Did his country change?
也没有啊,
it did not change.
后来想一想,
so he thought to himself again,
哎呀, 我应该缩小范围,
I should broaden, I might narrow my ambition again. Why don't I try changing my family so I can better improve my family? At least that might contribute to the society. So he spent another 10 years when he was in his 60s. He looked. My family did not improve for the better.
为什么呢?
Why?
那想一想,
he thought to himself,
我自己都没有改变,
because I myself have not changed.
我怎么能够改变我的家呢?
So how could I change my family?
他发现问题了,
so he discovered the problem.
哎呀, 真的人很难改变啊,
so men are truly hard to change.
啊, 不想做的坏事, 偏偏做出来,
we often do the things we don't want to do.
啊, 想要做的好事, 做不出来,
and we cannot do the good that we want to do. We're often in pain and sorrow.
圣经也是这么告诉我,
and this is how the Bible tells us.
啊, 我们有一位这个, 古圣徒啊,
and we have an ancient saint.
啊, 他有这样的一个经验,
he has a similar experience.
我们来看罗马书,
let's turn to the book of Romans,
第七章,
chapter 7.
罗马书第七章,
Romans chapter 7.
我们请看18节,
let's read verse 18.
我也知道在我里头, 就是我肉体之中, 没有良善, 因为我立志, 为善, 由得我, 只是行不出来, 由不得我。
For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, nothing good dwells, for to will is present with me, but how to perform what is good I do not find.
啊, 我想这是我们每个人大概都有这样一个体验。
I believe all of us have similar experience.
像这样的生活真的是很辛苦啊。
And such a kind of life is very difficult.
所以这个作者又这样说,
so further the author says,
你看24节,
verse 24,
我真是苦啊。 谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢?
Oh, wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death?
他在那边叫苦啊,
and he cried out in
谁能救我啊?
sorrow. And who can save me?
啊, 25节,
25,
感谢神,
I thank God,
靠着我们主耶稣基督,
and through Jesus Christ our Lord,
就能脱离了,
and then that I may withdraw,
就能够突破这个人生的困境了,
and we may break through the challenges of life.
为什么靠着耶稣就能够突破呢?
Why through Jesus Christ we may have a breakthrough?
首先要来认识耶稣基督。
First of all, we need to come to know Jesus Christ.
跟一般人所拜的神不一样。
Jesus Christ is different from other gods people worship.
耶稣基督为什么能够救我们?
Why can Lord Jesus Christ save us?
他有一个重要的一个宣告。
He has a very important proclamation.
你看耶和福音的第八章。
If you look at Gospel of John chapter 8,
约翰福音第八章,
John chapter 8,
第八章46节,
John chapter 8 verse 46,
约翰福音第八章46节,
John chapter 8 verse 46,
你们中间谁能够指证我有罪呢？我既然将真理告诉你们，为什么不信我呢？
And which of you convicts me of sin? And if I tell the truth, why do you not believe me?
主耶稣做了重要的宣告。
Jesus Christ made an important proclamation.
你们中间谁能够指证我有罪呢？
Which of you can convict me of sin?
要讲这句话不容易啊。
It's not easy to say this.
假如你今天也讲这句话的话，
Today, if we also say this,
至少你的家人马上会指出来。
At least your family will reply right away.
你犯了多少的那个毛病啊、
How many mistakes you have committed?
你怎么敢说你没有罪呢？
How dare you to say that you're without sin?
但是耶稣他敢这样讲。
But Jesus dared to say this.
没有人能够找出他的罪来。
No one can find faults in him.
连他的家人，连他的朋友，
Not even his family or friends.
找不出他的罪来。
They could find no faults in him.
所以你看，那么多的宗教。
That so many religions,
有哪一个教主他能够这样宣告？
Which founder dared to make this proclamation?
没有啊。
None of them.
只有主耶稣。
Only Lord Jesus Christ.
因为他就是天上的父神啊。
Because he is the God Father in heaven.
他道成了肉身来到世上。
Who came into this world in the form of flesh.
彰显出他就是天上的真实。
To manifest that he is that true God in heaven.
还有一点
啊。And there's one more thing.
主耶稣怎么说呢？
What did Lord Jesus say?
天地会废掉。
The earth, heavens and earth will be abolished.
我说的话绝对不改变。
But my words will never change.
这个是一般人所做不到的。
And this is something ordinary people cannot do.
我们有时候讲了一句话之后，
Sometimes after we say something,
马上就发现啊，对不起，讲错了。
They immediately we realize we said the wrong thing.
主耶稣没有讲错任何一句话。
But Lord Jesus had never spoken the wrong words.
他的话就是真理，是不改变的。
His words are the truth and never changing.
这个就是我们为什么要信耶稣的一个理由了。
And this is the reason why we need to believe in Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督在世上的时候，
While Lord Jesus Christ was on earth.
他能够医人的病，
he was able to heal sicknesses.
他能够赶出鬼来，
he was able to cast out demons.
更可贵的，
and most importantly,
他被钉十字架，
when he was crucified on the cross,
死而复活，
he died and resurrected.
所以我们今天领受圣灵，
today when we receive the Holy Spirit,
圣灵他已经复活了，
and testify that he has risen.
所以他就是天上的神，
so he is the God in heaven.
他有这样的能力，
he has such power.
来解决我们罪的问题。
To resolve our problems of sin.
我们罪若得到解决的话，
If our sins are resolved,
神的荣耀就进到我们心里了。
Then God's glory will enter into our hearts.
我们就能够胜过这些罪恶。
Then we'll be able to overcome these sins.
所以我们要怎么样让神的荣耀进入我们里面呢？
So then how do we let the glory of God enter into our hearts?
我们的神非常慈爱。
Our God is very merciful, very loving.
他怎么样让我们能够接近他呢？
So how did he let us draw near to him?
我们来看以弗所书的第二章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章第八节。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8.
第八节，你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。
For by grace you have been saved through faith, and not by yourselves, it is the gift of God.
我们能够得救，
that we are able to be saved,
能够离开罪恶，
to depart from sin,
来领受神的恩典，
and to receive the grace of God.
这个不是出于我们自己，
it is not of ourselves.
我们所做的一切，
everything that we have done,
实在是不配来领受主耶稣为我们钉在十字架上面。
And we're truly unworthy to have Lord Jesus Christ being crucified on the cross for us.
但是主耶稣只要求我们一件事情。
But here Lord Jesus only requires one thing of us.
你只要肯信。
As long as you're willing to believe.
你愿意悔改。
To repent.
耶稣的宝血就洁净我们的罪了。
And the blood of Christ will cleanse our sins.
就这么简单了。
And this is how simple it is.
我们只要信。
Oh, we have to believe.
他愿意来拯救我们。
And he's willing to save us.
所以这种恩典是何等的大。
So how great is this grace?
曾经有一个洪太太啊。
One time there is a Mrs. Hong.
刚结婚的时候。
When she was first married.
跟她的丈夫啊，很认真要来建立一个美满的家庭。
They were the family. The both of them were very devoted to building a wonderful family.
贷款了一间房子。
And they took out loan to purchase a house.
夫妻啊，就拼命赚钱了。
And they worked very hard.
希望能够把这个贷款把它缴清。
So they could pay off their loan.
所以太太也在工作。
So the wife was also working.
那丈夫呢？不但是白天工作，晚上也要工作。
So the husband worked both morning, day and night.
晚上做什么工作呢？
So what job did he have at night?
晚上是开那个 taxi
计程车。So he was a taxi driver at night.
他白天工作，晚上开车。
So he worked in the morning and he drove at night.
但是很意外的。
But in an accident.
他在开车的时候。
So when he was driving.
认识了一个女乘客。
And he came to know a female passenger.
竟然跟她发生了感情。
And he had an extramarital relationship with her.
结果造成了外遇了。
So that became an affair.
啊，后来让他太太知道。
So later, his wife knew.
太太真的很痛苦。
And she was in deep sorrow.
丈夫怎么这样对我不忠心
？So how could he be unfaithful to her?
结果他的丈夫后来跟这个女人啊，发生纠纷了。
So later, her husband was in dispute with this female, this woman.
那么想要杀害那个女人。
So he wanted to kill her.
结果杀人没有成功。
So he did not succeed in killing her.
那个警官抓走了。
He was taken away by police.
下监了。
He was put in prison.
啊，这个时候是洪太太。
So at this time, this Mrs. Hong.
真的是祸不单行啊。
And she was in deep pain.
她丈夫关在监牢。
Her husband was in jail.
这个贷款都要她来负责。
And now she has to pay off all the loans.
还有小，这小孩子很小。
And her child was still very young.
一直哭啊
！So the child kept crying at night.
精疲力竭。
So she was so exhausted.
洪太太她是在车衣服的，用那个缝衣机车衣服的。
And so she made clothing with a sewing machine.
有一天呢
，One day
那个车衣服的裁缝机坏掉了。
So her machine broke.
啊，那就去找师傅来修理。
So she found someone to fix her sewing machine.
这个师傅就是我们教的。
And this person to fix was actually a brother from our church. And she saw how this woman was, her eyes were puffy.
很可怜哦。
And she was pitiful.
后来才了解她的情形。
Then he understood her situation.
就跟她介绍来教会了。
Then he introduced her to come to church.
那么这洪太太呢？
Then this Mrs. Hong,
面临那么多的困难,
I mean, in the facing of all these tribulations,
所以她就来教会慕道了。
She came to the church to seek the truth.
很感谢神啊。
So we really thank God.
他来慕道的当中。
So in her truth seeking process,
他祷告啊。
She prayed.
他体验神跟他同在。
She experienced God's abidance with her.
孩子本来身体都不好。
Originally her child was not in good health. The child would continue to cry
every night. 祷告之后，
哎，
变好了。
But when she prays, then her child will stop crying. Then she studied the Bible very diligently.
后来就接受这个信仰。
In the end, she accepted this faith.
接受洗礼了。
She accepted baptism.
有一天呢。
One day.
她来到教会做见证。
She testified at church.
我那时候也在这个那一天参加聚会。
And I was also there in that service.
我听到她讲的见证当中有一段。
So I listened to the part of her testimony.
她说自从我丈夫关到监牢之后
And she said ever after my husband was put in jail
我的亲戚朋友都告诉我
All my family and friends told me
你丈夫对你那么不忠心
And your husband was so unfaithful to you
你干脆跟他离婚吧
And why don't you just divorce him
哎，但是这个洪太太怎么说呢
But what did Mrs. Hong say
她说我信主以后啊
But she said after I believe in Jesus Christ I know one thing
为什么我丈夫会对我这不忠心呢
Now I understand why my husband was unfaithful to me
因为他没有神可依靠
Because he doesn't have God to rely on
他没办法胜过罪恶
He can't overcome sin
我了解这个事情了
Now I understand this fact
所以我要为我丈夫祷告
So I need to pray for my husband
我要接纳他
I need to accept him
我要引导他来信耶稣
I need to lead him to believe in Jesus Christ
只要他肯信耶稣的话
If he can believe in Jesus
神的能力临到他
When the power of God comes upon him,
他就有能力胜过罪恶。
Then you have the power to overcome sin.
我听到他讲这段话。
So when I heard her say this,
我也是很感动了。
I was deeply moved.
不久之后。
So not long after,
真的他的丈夫出监牢了。
So after her husband was released from the jail,
他就引导他的丈夫来信主了。
And she led her husband to believe in Christ.
结果这个快要濒临破碎的婚姻呢。
So this marriage that was about to become broken,
破镜重圆了。
So it was made well again.
真的是非常奇妙。
So truly miraculous.
一个要破碎的一个家庭。
A family that was about to be broken.
因着认识耶稣基督。
Through the knowing of Jesus Christ.
所以家再和好了。
So the family was made well again.
我们来看约翰一书的第三章。
Let's read 1 John chapter 3.
约翰一书第三章。
1 John chapter 3.
14节。
Chapter 3 verse 14.
我们因为爱弟兄，就晓得已经出死入生了。没有爱心的，仍然住在死的当中。
And we know,
这里告诉我们。
So here tells us.
啊，说我们懂得爱。
Because we know love.
是因为我们已经出死入生了。
It's because we have passed from death to life.
我们离开的这个罪恶。
We have departed from sin.
我们的灵性就能够脱离死亡。
Our spiritual life is delivered from death.
我们已经进入这个永生了。
We are entering into eternal life.
有神的生命在我们里面了。
With God's life in us.
我们一般人啊。
For ordinary people.
只知道什么？
What do we know?
是出生入死啊。
We only know to come from life
into death. 出生以后就要进入死亡。
Once we're born, we enter into death.
但是我们信主的人不一样。
But it is different for those of us who believe in God.
这条啊，这个永生的路。
We have found this way to eternal life.
我们可以离开了这个死亡。
We may depart from death.
是灵性的死亡。
It is a spiritual death.
进入这个永生。
And to enter into this eternal life.
所以一个人有出死入生的经验。
So when a person has the experience of passing from life into from death into life.And they can love those that are not too lovely.
所以他就能够突破人生的困境。
So they can come out of the afflictions of life.
能够快濒临破碎的家庭再和好了。
So even a family on the verge of breaking, it is made well.
这个就是神的能力，神的荣耀在我们里面。
This is the power of God and the glory of God abiding in us.
我们人在这个世界上
，as men living in this world,
当然困难很多。
Of course, we face many difficulties.
但是呢，人活着。
But while we live,
总有一天会死亡。
There's one day we will die.
所以死亡这个问题，
so the problem of death,
也是很多人怕。
It's also a question that many fear.
谈到死就怕了。
When they talk of death, they fear.
那要怎么解决这个死亡的问题？
So how do you resolve the problem of
death? 这个也是我们要去面对的问题的。
This is also a problem that we need to face.
有一个这个画家。
There's an artist.
他是很有名的。
He said he's very famous.
他到六十岁的时候
，When he was in his sixties，
他才成名了。
Then he became famous.
他成功了。
He succeeded.
他本来是很高兴的。
He was very happy.
哇，我花了那么多时间
，And of all the
终于成功了
years he spent, he finally made it.
整个社会来肯定我了。
That he was affirmed by the society.
他在高兴的时候
，In time of his happiness，
竟然想不到
，Never did he know，
他被检查出来他患了癌症了。
He was diagnosed with cancer.
哇，他被医生宣告说你得了癌症。
Doctors told him you have cancer.
他没办法接受啊。
He could not accept it.
你怎么会这样子呢
？How could this be?
我刚刚成功。
I just made it.
竟然就要面临死亡了。
How now I have to face death?
心里非常不甘心。
He was very unwilling to accept this.
过了几个月、
After a few months,
记者来了。
The reporters came to him.
来访问他。
They interviewed him.
问他在病中的。这个感受如何
？They interview how he was feeling in his sickness.
他一直说我不甘心，我不甘心。
He kept saying, "I am not willing to accept it."
我这个成功，这样对我有什么用呢
？So what benefit? How would I success benefit me?
我这个成功不能够解决我的这个死亡。
And my success cannot take away my death.
所以他一直在挣扎。
So he continued to struggle.
他不要死啊。
He did not want to die.
但是没办法。
But he couldn't help it.
最后。
In the end,
死掉了。
He still died.
他在挣扎恐惧当中来离世了。
And he died in fear and struggle.
因为他不知道要去哪里。
Because he did not know where he would go after death.
所以这个死亡这个问题啊。
So this problem of sin.
很多人没办法突破。
Of death is one that many cannot overcome.
所以谈到死亡就变了脸色了。
So when they speak of talk of death, then their faces change.
但是我们认识主的人，我们知道。
But for us who know God, we know this.
人人都有一死。
That everyone will one day die.
但是要怎么面对死亡呢？
But how do we face death?
我们来看罗马书第六章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 6.
罗马书第六章。
Romans chapter 6.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
罗马书六章二十三节。
Romans chapter 6, verse 23.
因为罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐在我们的主基督耶稣里乃是永生。
For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
这里告诉我们罪的工价乃是死。
Here the wages of sin is death.
这个死不是单单指肉体的死。
This death is not only a physical death.
因为跟下一句话呢，永生做一个对比。
Because in comparison to eternal life,
罪的工价是永远的死。
And the wages of sin is eternal death.
我看一般的这个。各种宗教都有这个观念、
And I believe many religions have this concept.
恶人要去哪里呢？
Where do the evil people go?
到阴间去,
they go to Hades.
所以各种宗教都知道这个事情。
So every religion know of this truth.
因为神让人啊, 有这样的一个认识,
because God allowed men to have this understanding.
懂得了敬畏神,
so men know how to fear God.
但是人也知道,
but men also
有罪的话,
know. If you're with sin, then you will suffer a righteous judgment. So the wages of sin is death. But once you have received the salvation of God, then we have eternal life.
圣经里头告诉我们一位传道人,
the Bible tells us a preacher in the Bible,
他为了这个真理啊,
for the sake of the gospel, the truth,
被罗马政府宣判死刑,
and he was sentenced to death by the Roman government. He did not have any sins, but it was for the sake of saving souls. Then he was sentenced to death by the Roman government while facing death. Let us look at his attitude. Let's look at 2 Timothy chapter 4:6.
第四章第六节,
chapter 4, verse 6.
我现在被交电, 我离世的时候到了, 叫做保罗,这位传道人,
this preacher is by the name of Paul.
他说他离世的时候到了,
and the time of his departure is at hand.
那么他对死有什么感受呢?
So how do you feel about death?
第七节说,
verse 7.
那美好的仗我已经打过了,
he said, I have fought the good fight.
当跑的路我跑尽了,
I have finished the race.
所信的道我也守住了,
and have kept the faith.
第八节,
verse 8.
从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留,
and finally, there's a laid up for me a crown of righteousness.
按着公义审判的主, 到了那日啊, 要赐给我的,
and which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day.
不但是要赐给我,
and not only to me,
也要赐给那还爱慕他显现的人,
but also to all those who loved his appearing.
今天我们一生在为世上的事情拼命,
as we toil and strive for the things of this world our entire life,
但是我们不可以忽略的, 死后去哪里?
But we can never neglect the question of where we go after death.
这个是非常重要,
this is very important.
你到底能够得到永生呢, 还是永死呢?
Will you have eternal life or eternal death?
这是绝对不可忽略的事情,
and this is a question that we cannot neglect. And this is where man's preciousness and value lies.
所以我们知道我们如果能够胜过罪的话,
we know if we can conquer and triumph over death,
then
we have eternal life.
公义的冠冕为我们存留,
for a crown of righteousness awaits us.
所以这位传道人,
so this preacher,
他在临死之前,
before his death,
第七节第八节这两段经文,
verse 7 and verse 8,
如同是一首得胜的歌,
it's as a song of triumph, of victory.
得胜的凯歌,
it's a triumphant song of victory.
他心中坦然无惧,
he had no fear in his heart.
这个是多么尊贵,
and how precious is this?
所以我们今天就可以了解,
so today we may understand, sin will cause us to walk into the afflictions of life. But the salvation of Lord Jesus Christ will lead us out of those afflictions. And this is such a great grace. And we need to hold on to that opportunity, so that we may enjoy the salvation together. So now let us sing hymn together.
307.
Sing hymn 307.